This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on the St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're going to celebrate. Be careful, but have a great time. On our show this hour, international superstar Sarah Brightman will be joining us. Also, the vice president of Verizon, Mike Haberman, will be here talking about the latest technology, G5. And then, talented guy, Mike O'Brien. Used to be with Saturday Night Live as a writer. Then he performed on the show. Now he's the executive producer of NBC's hit show, now with a second season, AP Bio. And I bet you didn't know that March is National Nutrition Month. Well, we're celebrating it today with Carolyn O'Neill. We're going to pause very briefly, but when we come back, my first guest, the second hour, international superstar, what a beautiful voice, has Sarah Brightman.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today, and that is one of the most beautiful voices in our business today. This is a voice from heaven, part of a brand new CD out right now called Him. Joining us right now, Sarah Brightman. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing marvelous now that you are here. And I meant what I said. You, by far, have the most beautiful soprano voice. It comes from heaven. I don't know how you got it, but, boy, you got to thank the heavens above because it is sensational.
Believe me, I do thank the heavens above. I mean, I've had a wonderful career, and I feel very grateful and lucky for it, actually. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that doesn't matter because there's always a beautiful result in that I seem to be making people happy. So I feel good.
Well, you should feel good, and we thank you for feeling good because you're making us feel good. Now, before we start talking about the new CD, which I'm fascinated with, Sarah works so hard. She started a South American, Mexico, and Puerto Rican tour in November, and that it ends on January 26th. Then on January 30th, a North American tour that takes her all the way through March. And these are like a day apart. How do you do this, Sarah?
Between my tours, I have a lot of time. time in between. Sometimes, you know, I don't tour for about 4 years. In that time, I'm able to obviously do my work on my next album and do a little bit of promotion. But the thing that I have most is time to actually work on my voice with different vocal teachers. At the end of the day, apart from the metaphysical, the heavenly part of the voice, there's the physical part of the voice.
Sure.
It is a muscle. The only way I can put it is if somebody works really, really hard in the gym with trainers, continually working on something physically, obviously at the end of that, they're going to be quite powerful and they're going to be able to sort of go and run a marathon or do whatever they're doing. Well, it's a little bit like that with a voice. So I have that time in between to become vocally powerful, very strong, know exactly what I'm doing with the music that I'm going to sing for so many concerts. So that's kind of how it works, why you design the strength for it. Afterwards, I'm a mess for a while, and it takes me a long time to sort of recuperate, but it's the only way I can do it, really, to get out and perform for people in that way.
Whatever you're doing, boy, don't stop doing it. Now, this new CD, Him, this is an amazing look at this new station in life for you. This has no traditional religious songs, has very uplifting songs, and took 2 years to record. You did this in Hamburg, Miami, London, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Budapest. Why did it take all those cities to put together this great piece of art?
Because I was working on lots of different things at that time, and I was working with some different vocal trainers, and so they were dotted in different parts of the world, and other things that were coming into my life. So actually, I sort of looked at the positive, because sometimes travel isn't so great for the voice, and actually doing it in different places, I actually added different textures to the song, in that, for example, there's one piece, I think it's Better Is One Day, that I recorded with two choirs. One was a Christian choir in Los Angeles, and the other one was a very kind of British choir that I worked with in Abbey Road. We mixed the two kind of types and textured voices together, and it actually made a very interesting sound, because both choirs had a totally different sound.
Sure.
So that in itself made the album actually more interesting. As I said, there were lots of different reasons why I needed to travel at that time, but in the end, it actually was a good thing for the album.
Tell us how the collaboration between you and Frank Peterson came about on this, because you had kind of laid back a little bit, and he wanted to really coach you into doing this. Tell us how that all came about, Sarah.
I'd come off the out of the space program. I was in the middle of Russia training to be a cosmonaut for a long time, and I'd sort of been in and out of the training for about, I don't know, probably about 4 years, and I decided to come out of it for all sorts of reasons, and I needed to collect myself and get myself back into the world, get myself back into being Sarah Brightman, the singer. And I found a little house on a beach in a hot place to go and stay in and get myself together. And I asked an opera singer friend, who's also a vocal coach, if he'd come and work with me, which he did. And for many months, we just worked on my voice, on music, on getting everything back into running again. And Frank called me, my producer, and said, you know, I do think that you need to start recording again and doing things. You're in a good place. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to work with human beings' voices, lots of them, not just mine. So we started working on researching all the choir songs and choirs and what my voice, how my voice would fit into various pieces that had been worked for choirs and instrumental pieces. And after 2 years of research, we came up with the sort of songs and the ideas for him and just started to work. So that's why it took a while to do the album. And it was a different way of working for me. But it was actually a very, very beautiful journey, because I experienced lots of things through the research and found out stuff I didn't know. And it resulted actually in a very, very positive piece of work. Not only in listening to the album, but the tour. I'd just done the South American part of the tour. And the audiences are rocking in there. They just are going crazy about the look of this, the sound of my voice, everything that's happening. happening in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting to North America and doing this, because I think audiences are going to enjoy it.
I tell you, you do a lot of dates here where we originate our show in Orlando, and I'm going to be at several of them. Now, you brought up a subject here that was very interesting to me about wanting to be launched on a future orbital space flight at the International Space Station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a voice from heaven. Apparently, you're getting want to get closer to it to see where it actually... How did you get interested in that, Sarah? I mean, that is so diverse from what you are known for and your talent.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and, you know, when you're like sort of 8 years old and you're watching the first man land on the moon on your TV set, it opened up all sorts of possibilities in my little brain at that time. And I started to concentrate more on my work, my dancing, my singing, all the things that I was doing there, because I kind of understood from it, and what I took from it is that actually you can be brought up in a little town outside of London, and the perspectives are nice, but you don't quite know where anything's going to take you. Suddenly I thought, actually, I can do anything. These people, they've managed to do that. They've managed to get, you know, a craft to the moon and human beings. So we can all do wonderful things in life. So it changed my perspective on things. From that time, I did have a complete fascination for space. I didn't necessarily want to go there because I didn't know that one ever could, really. But the opportunity came up much later in life. And I went for all the exams and tests, half thinking, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I'm not that great at math, and I won't be physically strong enough, mentally strong enough. And I passed everything with sort of really high marks. So I thought, well, there's something in this. So I went further and further until I found myself training as a cosmonaut and getting through all my tests again. So I was obviously a natural at it. It was a kind of a little bit of fate there, fascination, a little bit of need, a mixture of things that I ended up in that position.
You are such a talented lady, Sarah. I really mean this. The new album is out right now, Him, and we can go to your website and check all the dates that you're going to be now in North America starting on the 30th, right?
Yes, oh. That's right.
Sarah, this has been a real treat for us. You are a talented director.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
Really, it's really. And Time to Say Goodbye is a tearjerker that I could listen. I listened to it before we went on the air. What a gorgeous song. And you are a gorgeous and talented lady. And please come back and join us again.
I will. And that was a lovely interview. Thank you so much for asking me lovely questions.
And I hope that when you're in Orlando, I'll come backstage and say hello to you.
Please do that.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you
so much. What a talent. Sarah Brightman. Her new CD is out right now, Him. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Zedgy today. Well, I enjoy talking to our next guest a lot. Boy, I tell you, he's got so many things to talk about that's on the cusp of technology that is unbelievable. He's a mobile network expert, vice president of network for Verizon and Verizon Wireless, and he's been in this job for about 27, 28 years. He knows his stuff. Joining us right now is Mike Haberman. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us again, because it's always great talking to you about the latest in technology. And I guess the thing that we talked about last time and now, is it here or is it on the cusp of coming, 5G?
Yeah, we announced today that we're going to deploy 5G mobility. We're calling it ultra wideband in over 30 markets in 2019. And specifically, we named two of these cities, Chicago and Minneapolis, which are going to roll out first. And then, you know, we'll announce the city as we move along in the year, but it's becoming very real. You can actually go out and you can pre-order a 5G device as of tomorrow. And, you know, the device is the Motorola Z3, and, you know, there's a mod that goes on the device, and it makes it 5G capable. Now, you can order it, and we will deliver it. We're expecting delivery on April 11th, so that's when you get it and be able to activate on the 5G network. So we're very excited with it. We were the first to 5G home. We deployed 5G home in four cities, LA, Indy, Sacramento, Houston. And, you know, this is just another step towards Verizon and being a leader in all aspects of 5G. So this is a very exciting day today that we're able to sort of take the next step to bring this technology to market. And we typically think of this technology as the fourth industrial revolution because all the capability is really delivering to the customers and making a difference with them and the ability to do what they need to do.
Mike, that's where I want to go to next, okay? What exactly, for those people who may not know, is 5G? What is the difference between 4G and 5G? And you talk about the fourth industry revolution making it possible for a lot of things like driverless cars, retail, and many other industries, gaming, real-time gaming. What exactly is it, for those who don't know, and how does it accomplish just a few of the things that I mentioned?
Right. First of all, the G stands for generation, so it's the fifth generation. 4G was the fourth generation LT. You know, out of the gates, there's a couple things that come to mind to describe technology. First of all, the speed that you're going to get on the device is incredible. It's going to be well in excess. Typically, a G, by the way, is you increase the speed by a factor of 10. You're gonna well exceed that with 5G. So you'll get the speed, which you'd sort of expect. But what you're also going to get that's really going to be a game changer, it's going to become apparent to people, is what they call latency, and I'll describe what that is. And that's the ability to get information from your phone to the network and then back to the phone. And what we typically talk about 5G is we do it in the blink of an eye. So, you know, make sure device a lot more snappy in terms of what it's doing. Now, what does that do for a customer? Really, what that enables is things like augmented reality, virtual reality. So, you think about what you can do. Like, for example, in the education sector, you can have students experience things without leaving the classroom. You can explain math in a visual way. I happen to be a visual learner, so it resonates with me. And what you're really doing when you're doing some of the math, so you can understand what's really behind it. You can do things like autonomous vehicles, and think about autonomous vehicles as that example. Typically, all the smarts are in the car, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's the way it's designed. But what happens if some of the smarts were moved into the network? Right? Well, what does that mean? Well, what if I can also leverage the cameras throughout a city or whatever, and I can anticipate how people are walking, and if they're going to dive in front of the car, or if vehicles are coming at angles that you can't see as a driver. If I can marry that information and get it to the vehicle, because it can be done really quickly, my God, you have something that will really change the dynamic of the way people live and the safety we can provide in some of these areas. So really, it's going to the applications are just, starting to be happening right now.
What happens if you got a 4G now it's upgraded to 5G? Can you live in a world with 4G if there's 5Gs out there, or can you update it, or what's the process of, being up to speed with the new technology?
Yeah, first of all, 4G is going to be out there long term. So, nobody should have to worry about 4G going away and what have you. It's still a great technology. There's still development we're doing on it. So I'd expect that network to continue to improve as well. So don't worry at all about 4G in the past. Expect that to be out there. As far as 5G, the way it works, it will work seamlessly with 4G, so they'll work together. So as we roll out the technology, because you can't deploy it all at once, the 4G and 5G network will communicate with each other, and the devices will just pick the best technology that's available. So the customer doesn't have to worry about anything like that. It's a very simple interaction with the customer, and no need to worry about that. We try and make it very simple.
Okay, the consumer, the general consumer, is going to benefit from the ways that you had just mentioned. What about, though, industries? How do they benefit from it?
Sure. Well, think about it for a second. The example I use with AR/VR, wouldn't it be cool, your expertise could be anywhere within the country, or it could be a centralized place, and sometimes you have to travel out to go see something, to whatever. Wouldn't it be cool if you can keep a lot of that resource centralized or wherever it needs to be and just address issues right away with things like AR/VR so that you could see what's going on, the technical expert could tell you what to do, and that would be it. You wouldn't need to, you wouldn't need to travel there, what have you. I think you've seen pieces of this, and people started to use their cameras on their phones to do this.
Right.
But when you start to bring things like AR/VR in there, all of a sudden, from a company perspective, it becomes a lot more efficient for you to be able to use your resource and how you do things. Okay.
Mike, I'm not even going to ask you what it costs, because, when it comes to technology and how you live your life, frankly, it really doesn't matter. I mean, some people sit back and say, well, what do you mean it doesn't matter? But it really doesn't matter, because eventually you got to do it.
Absolutely. This is a game changer. This is an absolute game changer. We're going to deploy this technology. We're making it meaningful to the customer, and our intent is to improve the customer experience dramatically, period, for both businesses and consumers.
Mike, it's always exciting to talk to you, because this is so fascinating to me. I don't want to say I'm from the old school, but I'm certainly not a real savvy person when it comes to the latest technology. You put it into layman's terms and make it exciting, because now I got to get this 5G. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to get it. I don't want to be left on the side of the road someplace.
Sounds good, Ron.
Mike, join us anytime. Vice President, Network Support for Verizon Wireless, our friend Mike Haberman. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Take care, Ron.
You too. I tell you, I love talking to him. He's very, very interesting. He knows his stuff, and it's exciting with this 5G now. It's so hard to believe that this technology is changing day by day. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant is facing murder charges in the deaths of 50 people gunned down in mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques. He stood silently in court. Tarrant was arrested 36 minutes after the shootings in a car which police say was carrying improvised explosive devices. Police Commissioner Mike Bush.
At this moment, only one person has been charged in relation to these attacks. I will not be saying anything conclusive until we are absolutely convinced as to how many people were involved.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, all across the USA and around the world. Well, our next guest is quite a guy. He's not only good in front of the cameras, but also behind the cameras, too. He spent the time as a writer and performer on Saturday Night Live, and then he went into his own productions of many, many things, of which as a very successful show on NBC. In fact, it's a season premiere of its second season on NBC called AT Bio. Joining us right now is Mike O'Brien. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
O'Brien, month of March or St. Patrick's Day. As I mentioned before, a writer, a performer. You wrote for SNL for a long time. I was like 2009 to the 15 and then became a cast member. And now AT Bio, which, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, we had Glenn Howerton and Paula Pell on. Second season. Congratulations, my friend.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Did you have Glenn and Paula separately?
No, they were both together. They were they were a double date. Before we talk about the show, you have had a varied career. I mean, you have the Mike O'Brien Pictures. You starred in the web series 7 Minutes from Heaven with Mike O'Brien, Man Seeking Woman, Staten Island Summer, Book Smart. You got to tell me, before we talk about what we're here to talk about, the show that 7 Minutes in Heaven with Mike O'Brien, they had kind of a weird concept, did it not? I mean, were you not in a closet with celebrities?
Yeah, I was. And we did, gosh, I don't know, maybe 40 of them, where I'm literally alone in a closet. We would put a couple cameras on little tripods and close the door, and we were really alone in a 4-foot by 4-foot space for a half hour, and we would tape an interview and then cut it down and post it online. But they're a little bit awkward and hopefully fun to watch and something people should check out. 30 or 40 different people, I spent a half hour in a closed small closet.
Mike, who were some of the people you had in there?
Will Ferrell, John Hamm, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Kristen Wiig. It was a crazy run of people who were promoting things or whatnot now 6 or 7 years ago. And, it's a pretty crazy list of people. John Oliver, John Stamos, Sarah Silverman. It was like I say, 30 or 40 of them, and it was really fun.
That's funny. It takes a new twist of coming out of the closet, I would assume, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, let's talk about AP Bio, which you are writer and executive producer, along with Seth Meyers and Lauren Michaels. Now, this is about a fellow who is a Harvard graduate, played by Glenn Howerton, and he kind of loses the job that he always wanted, and he ends up returning to his home city of Toledo, which I understand actually is the home for one of the producers on the show, is it not? Somebody on the show is from Toledo, and he comes back, and he's now stuck playing the role of a biology teacher that he really doesn't want to have any part of, and he's got all these students that unusually ask him, please teach us, which you don't really hear in a classroom these days. How'd you come up with the premise of this? Because it's unique. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so I'm the one who's from there. I'm from a tiny town in Michigan.
Oh, it's you.
Outside Toledo.
Okay.
I went to grade school and high school in Toledo, Ohio. And the premise is kind of based on the time that I spent working at Saturday Night Live, where I would be in Manhattan in, you know, a snobby restaurant or whatever when with a bunch of the writers, and then the next day I would fly home to Toledo and be hanging out with old friends and family in a much more modest setting, and kind of the idea of someone who is very snobby judging that, but then warming up to it because I love Toledo and I love going home to it. And so it's kind of based on that. It's like a similar story to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol or something, where he gets warmed up by the end. We're just taking our time warming him up. But we've got a Harvard professor who has to work at a Toledo high school, and he's mad about it at first. And then is going to grow to love it over time.
How difficult, Mike, is it to write for somebody else? Now, you were, as I mentioned before, a cast member for 2 years on Saturday Night Live. But when you have to write for someone, how tough is it? Because I use the analogy, and I think I mentioned it to Glenn and Paula the other day, that if you have a songwriter that writes lyrics and then tries to have some other singer interpret them, sometimes it doesn't work. How difficult is that, especially when you know that you could perform it also?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, but I found the trickiest part is before you have the actor cast in the role, and it's just this imaginary amorphous character named Jack or Helen in their cases, and then once you actually have them cast and you see them do a couple episodes, then it starts to be like a snowball where the writing staff is like, we get what this person does, and when we're writing, we can hear their voice in our heads, and with really talented people like Glenn and Paula and Patton Oswalt and the whole cast, it becomes easier and easier over time. It's very tricky at first to make this person up, and you don't know who's quite saying this word, these words you're typing and so on, and after you have the person and the talented people like we have, it becomes easier and easier.
Well, you certainly have a staff of people that are harmonious. I mean, between yourself and Seth and Lauren and Patton that you mentioned and Glenn, I mean, these are all people that have the similar humor. I mean, if you brought somebody in that was not into that kind of humor, which is indicative of the chemistry on Saturday Night Live, you'd probably be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually have, like, a different guest director for almost every episode, and they have a varying degree of senses of humor, but it's very much like you say, the core group of us have the same sense of humor, so there are moments where, like, a guest director or a guest actor will be like, I think this would be funny if we do this, and the main group who is making the show together will say, well, I think we usually will do it more this way or something. We kind of come to an agreement on it. But yeah, it is nice having, there's no, between me and Glenn or me and Seth or anyone else, there's no like, oh God, I fully disagree. I don't think that's funny at all. Like we're very lucky to overlap for much of our sense of humor.
Do you miss being in front of the camera? I mean, because I know that, first of all, you were alumni of the Second City Main Stage in Chicago, and, you know, when you have a taste of being, you know, the center of attraction, like, very difficult for me sometimes to prepare a show for another celebrity or an announcer of that nature, because I'm used to being the guy that's in the middle of it, right? Is it tough to stay on the sidelines?
In this case, it's not at all, because running the show is so much work that it's about all I can handle, and I often think, oh my God, what would I be doing if I was also then having to go to hair and makeup and then memorize lines and say them. I don't know how people like Will Forte for Last Man on Earth or any of these shows, how they do that, where they're running a writer's room and then going and saying a line 20 times in a row, leaving the writer's room to do that. That I would need to be two people to do that and pull that off. But I do enjoy performing, so I do it with side projects. I'll do live shows at theaters here out in L.A. I do a little bit of stand-up.
Cool.
And that kind of thing to kind of stretch that itch that performing in Chicago and on SNL gave me. But for this particular project, it's all that I can handle, just to make sure everything's in order, to make sure the next episode is ready, and I'm already looking at edits of the last episode, and keeping all that afloat is a great challenge already.
Well, you're good at what you do, both on and off camera, because your past experience certainly indicates the talent that you've gotten that you're bringing to the show. And again, we're talking about AP Bio, the second season. It's Thursday, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on NBC. And one of its brainchilds and the writer, executive producer, is Mike O'Brien, our guest. Hey, Mike, you're a great guest. Get a chance to come and join us again. And hopefully, before long, we'll be talking about third season of AP Bio.
I would love it. That'd be great. And everyone can check out season one. You don't need it to be caught up on. We're not Game of Thrones as far as plot and everything. But if they're enjoying the sense of humor, they can check out season one on Hulu and stuff, I believe. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being here, and I look forward to having you back. Okay, my friend?
Sounds great.
Mike O'Brien has been our guest. As we mentioned, a writer, executive producer, along with Seth Meyers and Lauren Michaels, certainly well-known names in the world of comedy. And the name of the show is AP Bio, Thursday nights at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time on NBC, second season. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Thank you so much, Ron. That was great.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, you learn something every day, you know, and I'm going to teach you something because I just learned it. March is National Nutrition Month. That's when fresh fruits and vegetables are in season, so we have to think about nutrition. Actually, we should think about it 12 months out of the year. And joining us right now is an author, award-winning registered dietitian, nutritionist. She's been seen on the Food Network. Joining us right now is Carolyn O'Neill. Hi, Carolyn. Happy Nutrition Month.
Well, I'm happy you said that. Happy National Nutrition Month to you, too. All the dietitians in the country are clapping right now for you.
Oh, there you go. They're exchanging presents, and they're having dinner. And oh my goodness, I'd love some of the things that you have co-authored. Dish on Eating Healthy and Being Fabulous. Okay, this has got to be the longest name in the world, right? Slim Down South, Eating Well and Living Healthy in the Land of Biscuits and Bacon. Boy, that just rolls off your lips. And then, of course, on the Food Network, known as the Lady of the Refrigerator, and your blog, O'Neill on Eating. Why has this month been chosen as National Nutrition Month, Carolyn?
Well, you know, Ron, you kind of said it at the beginning. It just happens to be that time where we're all ready for the farmers markets to open up again. And, of course, we have fruits and vegetables in the market year-round, but it just seems like we're waiting for spring, right? Right? I think this year, 2019, National Nutrition Month, as a dietitian, I have good news. And that is, nutrition now is not that long list of all the foods you're not supposed to eat. It is that win-win of taste and health, right? Nutritious and delicious. It's never been more possible and more enjoyable. And, you know, when I look at stuff in the marketplace, as a dietitian, of course, I keep track, I see some of my favorite products. And one of them is Bob's Better Bars. Everybody loves a bar. They're from Bob's Red Mill. And they're deliciously rich and satisfying because, here's the nutrition part, 7 grams of protein, good source of fiber, so it helps you feel fuller, longer, more satisfied. And made with nutritious whole grain oats, peanut butter, and organic honey. So you can stash them anywhere. Obviously, it's a bar for your on-the-go lifestyle. You know, maybe it's in your gym bag or in your car cup holder, or maybe it's in the kids' lunchbox. So that's really important for modern nutrition today. And if you're a peanut butter lover, Ron, there are 5 flavors. Of course, there's peanut butter and jelly, but there's also coconut, banana, apple spice, and chocolate.
Oh,
and a nutrition note here, they're all gluten, soy, dairy, and egg-free, if that matters to you.
I love peanut butter. And in all those different scenarios, it sounds terrific. But they always talk about organic. What the heck is organic, Carolyn?
Well, you know, I get this question all the time. And the most important point is this. You can't just throw the word organic onto a food label. It is regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the USDA does keep close watch on the way that organic foods are grown, how they're processed, all along the food chain, if you will, from the farm to your fork, to certify that it's USDA certified organic. But really, that organic label, it's important, but there are many other things to, you know, to consider when you're choosing nutritious foods.
These bars are really, really great. I mean, this is an innovation in nutrition, is it not? I mean, I remember when I was growing up, and I don't even know if they make this anymore, but my family was always drinking this thing called MetraCal. Do they still make that?
Yeah, there are things like that, but yeah. You're referring to are things that maybe you didn't enjoy that much,
that's
but
right.
Now
yeah.
We've got good nutrition that fits our lifestyle, our taste buds,
right.
And even in snacking, you know, everybody loves a snack, and I'm going to say, you've heard it from me here, registered dietitian Carolyn O'Neill says, yes, you can snack, but make sure it's something good for you, you know what I mean? And it's like a mini meal, and you want it to be quick and easy, so a great example of that is new, and it's from Campbell's, and it's their Well Yes Sipping Soups, okay? They're easy on the go. It's a vegetable-based snack in a soup packed with 20% or more of your daily vegetable servings, all under 200 calories. You don't need a spoon. Pop it in the microwave for a minute. Let it cool a little bit. Sip and go. 5 delicious flavors here. My favorite, Ron, is the tomato and sweet basil. You can warm it up or have it chilled. All these soups you can have chilled. My other favorite is the butternut squash and sweet potato, but again, 5 different flavors, something for everybody. So it's a delicious way, to add more vegetables to your daily diet. And, of course, you're getting fiber. They're vegetarian, non-GMO, no artificial flavors or colors. So soup on the go? Well, yes.
Well, I got to tell you something. It's obvious that you and I were made for one another. All those things you mentioned, I really enjoy. Is there a snack that you can have during those terrible hours between 8 and 11 at night when everybody says, if you eat this time of night, it's going to stay in your stomach and you're going to gain 1,000 pounds and you're going to be nutritionally lacking?
Well, I think late night snacking eating a couple of things. You may be hungry. Maybe you didn't eat enough for dinner, and that's why you're hungry. Maybe you ate really early on because of whatever your schedule is from work or just, you know, life. You eat with the kids, and it's very early, and you're hungry at times. One thing I would do is definitely stay away from anything that has caffeine in it, and that includes, like, really dark chocolate things because it might keep you awake and disturb your sleep patterns.
Mm.
Also, I would avoid things that are really greasy or high in fat. Again, when you lie down, it may give you some problems with digestion, and so that disrupts your sleep patterns. So, you know, we talked about these soups. So that would probably be a lovely thing to have in the evening, if, again, if you're hungry again. And guess what? Rather than avoiding the things that we just talked about, you're adding more nutrition into your day, right?
Yeah.
So you're capping off that day by giving yourself some of these vitamins and minerals and delicious stuff that's in there. So, yeah, if you're hungry, or sometimes I say have a cup of tea, you know, again, snacking on fruits and vegetables, always preferable, but avoid the caffeine-containing things and super greasy stuff.
And I guess it's very important, at least it is to me, and I'm sure it is to everybody else, that what you're snacking on, what you're eating, what is good for you, at least tastes good. Some of these things that tell you it tastes like a rubber band, they got to at least taste good. Whatever you eat, we should be eating, because how do you keep up this energy that you have? I mean, if this is what good eating does, I want a year subscription.
Oh, well, that's really kind of you to say that. You know, my blog is called The Happy Healthy Kitchen, and I really, as a dietitian, have dedicated my life to finding foods that are happy and healthy, whether it's in my kitchen or inspired by kitchens of the world. I do a lot of traveling, and I love the flavors that are brought in from around the world. Even one of the Well Yes soups is a sweet corn and roasted poblano, which reminds me about a little mini trip to Mexico, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the roasted red pepper and tomato. Oh, wow, we're in Italy now. You know, so I get excited about the healthy flavors that are adding things to our life and to our bodies and to everything from, you know, head to toe, essentially. And that's why I'm focused on happy and healthy.
And your focus is right on the money, I got to tell you. Now, where can we go, Carolyn, for more information about what we talked about today and even more, and get all these cookbooks and everything that you have?
Well, for all the information we shared today, Ron, I would go to tipsontv.com for information on these beautiful products. And if you want to follow me, I'm at thehappyhealthykitchen.com.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Carolyn, come back anytime, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Happy Nutrition Month.
Happy Nutrition Month for you. I'm going to go out shopping for today. Our guest has been Carolyn O'Neill, registered dietitian, talking about National Nutrition Month, which should be every month of the year. Good nutrition, great for you to live longer, feel better, and all the other great things that you can enjoy in life. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on the St. Patrick's Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Author Sean Levy talking about Jerry Lewis, who would have been 93 years old this March 16th. Also from NASCAR on NBC, Rutledge Wood, and Lauren Soler. I also want to thank Sarah Brightman. What a beautiful voice she has. Mike Haberman, Mike O'Brien from Saturday Night Live, and the executive producer of AP Bio on NBC, and Carolyn O'Neill. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.